What a friend we have in Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. Talk to Jesus all the time. Just talk to Jesus all the time. We can talk to Jesus all the time. Yes, we can. It'll always be beneficial. So, if we can grasp the simplicity of this message, I think it can be liberating for us. Hebrews chapter 4, we all know. No, we don't all know, but we know that it speaks about God. It says that for anyone who believes can enter his rest. As for the others, God said, in my anger, I took an oath that they will never enter my place of rest, even though the rest has been ready since he made the world. His rest has been ready since he made the world. So it's there. It's there. All we have to do is enter into it. And all who believe can enter it. It's like if you go to the movie theater, and nowadays they've got several different movies showing at one place, and if the sign above the door says what movie is playing and that's the movie you want to see, all you got to do is enter. I will be honest with you, the first time that we went into one of those places, I didn't know which one to go into. It didn't occur to me to read above the door. But my wife guided me in, so we were good. Every moment is precious with God. That's profound, isn't it? He's always with us. So true. If we believe it. See, oftentimes people just don't believe it. Things don't go just the way they'd like it to, and so they don't believe it. You know, that's like calling someone and they don't answer the phone and you blame whatever happens on them because they didn't answer the phone. And we do those things, I'm sure. It occurred to me that before we knew God, before I knew God, time was working against me. From the moment we're born, time's against us. We start dying, right? But the wonderful thing is when we're born again, time flips around and we start living. And that time will never end. We will continue to be under the pressure of time while we're on this earth because it's time to go, it's time to stay, it's time to take care of this and time to take care of that. We've only got so much time, you know. I've only got so much time to share this message. You've only got so much time to listen to this message. So if I can get this message to you in the amount of time that you have, we'll have a wonderful celebration. But we start living when we're born again, and all that was killing us is brought under his control. When we're born again, what was killing us is brought under his control. We give him the control of that. We can take back any of that control anytime that we want to, but everything that was killing us, we find life in the darkest places of our lives. We can find life in dark places because they no longer have a handle on us. We learn to turn to him. And when we turn our eyes upon Jesus, the cares of this world go strangely dim in the light of his glory and his grace. We learn to give our fears and doubts and all of those places of our lives, all of those things that come against us, we learn to give those to him. If we love or just love God, we will see all of these things. We will see these things happen that he promises, and all we have to do is love God. We can love God. Think about this. What's the greatest commandment? You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. Leave off the second part, the great second, also love your neighbor as yourself. That part, because that sometimes stops people. Let's just look at the whole idea of loving the Lord. Why would we love the Lord? Well, we will love the Lord as we see him taking care of all these things. When I think about eternity, eternity is beyond my current ability to understand. Forever is forever. There will be no time. There'll be no weapons formed against us. There'll be nothing to battle. What will we do? We will just love God. In our natural mind, that seems like, well, we're just going to sit around and love God all the time. Yeah, I think so. I think so, since the Bible tells us that the angels just travel around the throne saying, holy, holy, holy. You know, if we just let ourselves enter into worshiping the Lord and into his presence and let his presence enter into us, you know, sometimes that's kind of what we have to say is holy. This morning I was up early and I thought about getting up, and then I thought, no, I think I'll just lay here and I'll just talk to God. And then I had nothing to say. Just, I had nothing to say. Except, I love you, Lord, but that didn't seem very, you know, didn't seem like a big deal, you know. And so it was just silence, and it was peace, and then it was, what if you just love God? What if we just love God? We will love him in all the ways that we can't understand now. What we cannot see clearly now will be natural there. Why don't we just love God? Why don't we practice loving God? Why don't we just go ahead and enter in to his rest? Just enter in. You know, he's prepared a table before us, and in his Father's place there are many rooms, and every one of those rooms is a place of rest for us, I think. Everywhere we go, there's a place to rest. To rest in the Lord. We can stop and rest in the Lord for a moment. We can stop and rest in the Lord for many moments. We can stop and rest in the Lord for a whole day if we want to, but we don't have time, right? Yeah. Yeah. And in figuring out how we can love God more and better, that's not all bad, even though it's a hard thing for me to figure out. How do I love God better? Remember, just a couple of weeks ago, we talked about the fact that, well, if I've done it to one of the least of the others, the least of these, I've done it also unto him. And so there we are again. Now we're back into that thing of, oh, if how I love others is how I love God, I don't love God very good sometimes. Just leave that be. Just leave that be. We'll get there. We will get there just as we love God. Any time that we spend considering him is a time that we're not doubting. Think about that. Any time that we spend considering him is a time that we are not doubting. I see in the devotional here that I have a typo to fix. It's also a time when fear is being quenched. You know, when we're considering God, fear can try, but fear can't win. Hope is rising. The more we consider God, the more we can be like the little engine that could. I think I can. I think I can. I think I can. It's a good place. It's a good thing to love, praise, and give thanks to the Lord. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. It's such a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. Yeah, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. Loving God is a place of rest. It's just a place where we turn away from everything else and focus on God. When we're willing to let go of our fears, when we're loving God, we become just a little bit like Teflon, where the fears and the anxieties and the troubles and all of that, they just can't quite stick. They can land, but they can't stay because we've cast our cares upon the Lord because we know that He cares for us. Loving God increases our understanding of how much He cares for us. If we put in the effort to love Him, then we will put in the receiving of His care and of His love. We will acknowledge that, yes, His presence, Your presence, Lord, is all I need. If we just will go ahead and enter His rest and just focus on loving Him, we will feel His love. We will feel His assurance. We will feel His confidence. What we see might not change. What we understand might not change. But what we know will change. I know in whom I have believed. When we love God, we're standing right at the threshold of rest. The rest that has been ready since God made the world. That was His whole plan. He created it. He rested. And He created it in such a way and created us in such a way that we would best function resting in Him. Now that doesn't mean that we're not doing anything. It just means, as the Bible says, do everything as unto the Lord. We're doing it with the Lord. We're doing it around the Lord. We're doing it. It's only by faith and believing God that we can enter that rest. He's holding the door of rest wide open for us to run into. His rest is always available. Won't you rest a while? We believe and therefore we speak. I have a tendency when I'm working, I tend to avoid rest in the physical sense. Oftentimes, I've had my wife sitting across the table from me saying, "Roger, you never rest." Well, you know, sometimes when you're working, if you slow down, that pretty much ends the work. But maybe it's like Jesus when He was talking to the woman at the well, and the disciples came back and they said, "Well, don't you want something to eat?" He said, "I have food you don't know of," you know. The Lord sustains us. The Lord carries us. He promises us that He will do that for us. And so, again, as we love Him, we know that what He says is true. There's a thing that is always unrestful to me, I would say. And that's that a lot of theology, and I'm not trying to start a new doctrine, but the idea that we're born sinners, we are born into a sinful world. And we certainly have the ability to sin, and we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But I don't see us as born sinners. We were created in His image. We were put into the womb. We were perfect and sinless inside that womb. And when we're born into a sinful world. And a sinful world succeeds at getting most everyone to sin. You know, it's not about degrees of sin, although there are certainly things that we see. One sin's worse than another sin, but God just can't atone sin. It just doesn't fit with Him. And I know people that grew up and they didn't sin as much as I sin, but the sins that they have sinned trouble them. And God forgives that. And God forgave me much, and so those who are forgiven much love much, and I'm so grateful that if I sin, if I confess my sin, He's faithful and just to forgive me my sin. I don't plan to sin. You know, I'm no longer a sinner. I may sin, but I am not a sinner. I was born again, born into life with Him. And as Paul said, it's no longer I who sin, but the sin that lives in me. You know, there's still opportunity to be tempted, but praise God, we don't have to follow the temptation if we just love God. God is able. We no longer have to say it's just too tough. I can't quit. I can't get over it. I can't. That's just the way I am. No. Yeah, that's not the way you are. You are created in the image of God. If you just love God and you stay close to God, you'll see just how well that can work. But if we don't enter into God's rest, if we don't rest there, you know, if we don't rest in the Lord, we respond like tired people do. We become tense and irritable. We do become as little children. At that point, whiny little children. We need a nap. Oh, the things that remind us just to love God. Lord, I love you. I can't live without you. I've searched everywhere, and I know that it's true. There's no life without you. Do you know that there's no life without Him? Do you have a sensing in your heart that you couldn't go on without God? That you would rather die than break His heart? You know? I'm not asking you if you act like that all the time. I'm just saying, do you have that sense? I have searched everywhere. I know it's true. There's no life without you. We're reminded in the Bible of all manner of sinfulness to stay away from. Don't do it. Get rid of those things that used to entangle you and drag you down. Don't do it, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. And we see all of the don't do it's. And sadly, some of those don't do it's are appealing to us. I like that. I don't want to give that up. Just love God. Just love God. Just love God. And you won't want that anymore. You won't have to give it up. It'll just go. The more you love God, the less hold those things have on you. Don't let yourself get into a place and say, well, that's unreasonable. God can't expect that. God's ways are above our ways and His thoughts are above our thoughts. And He can expect whatever He wants. But if we'll just love God, just love God. And when we just love God, we will find rest. We'll find peace for our souls. When we call on the name of Jesus, with every mention of His name, our love and our rest will grow. Just turn from those things that weaken you. Just love God. Just love God. You know, we could say I'm tempted, but I love God. We can say I'm afraid, but I love God. We can say I'm tired, but I love God. I can't do it, but I love God, and God can. Do you understand? It's just simple if we just love the Lord. Just love. Just love the Lord. Love of God is a power. It's peace. It's more than we can hope or imagine. It's joy unspeakable and full of glory to just enter in to His love. And like when we talked about intentional faith, intentional love. Plan to love. Plan to please. Plan to bless. Plan to practice holy, holy, holy is the Lord. It's difficult for me to imagine eternity, but God's got that all figured out too. And we are rushing towards eternity. He's got His arms open. We've got our arms open. We're headed for love. We're no longer looking for love in all the wrong places. We're looking into the face of the Almighty. We are ready for what has been ready for us since He made the world. Enter into His rest. No more striving. Oh, we'll still do some striving here, but we can stop striving. No more doubting. Don't allow yourself to doubt, not even for one moment. Reward yourself with His plans for your life. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Well done, my good and faithful servant. I want to hear that someday. But for right now, I'm going to intentionally enter into the joy of the Lord. I'm going to just love God with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, and with all my strength. All the promises of God are for those who will love Him. And out of that love for Him, then the other things flow. You know, I said that we become like Teflon, where the evil can't stick to us. At the same time, I have this picture in my mind of a felt board. You know, we used to use felt boards. I don't know how much they use felt boards now, but the felt stuck on the board, and when we enter into His rest, and when we enter into that, just releasing our love to God, we become like a felt board that just is attracting all of the blessings of God. And there we stand, like a motorhome with stickers on it for everywhere that it's been. There we stand with all the blessings of God just plastered all over us. There's no space for anything else. Everything fits just perfect. But all of the blessings of God are flying to us like being gathered like static electricity. We're just gathering the blessings of God, and all of those come just because we love God. You can love God, can't you? Of course you can. You do love God, don't you? Like I said, I don't know how to love Him better. I don't know how to love Him more, really. But I just want to love Him. I'm not going to lie to you. I want to love Him partially for the rewards of loving Him, for the blessing of loving Him, for the freedom from fear, from the freedom from doubt, from the freedom of failure, from the freedom from from pain. Even in pain, God is good. It doesn't have to have the last say over my life, over anyone's life. We just love God, and we hold on to Him. Hold fast to what you know is true. You know that God's love is true. Hold on to that. In the best of times, in the worst of times, hold on to His true love for you and offer Him your true love to Him. Love God. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for the privilege of loving you. It's beyond understanding. Not that you just let us love you, but that you desire our love. You desire our presence. You desire our peace. You desire to see us. You love it when your children are successful. We love it when our children are successful. Lord, we just love you. We just love you. We just love you. Thank you. In Jesus' name. I love you, Lord. Your mercy never fails me. All my days have been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, I'm gonna sing of the goodness of God.